house, I had a big bench or... No, if I didn't, because easy borrowing, because there was one talking about amongst two or three men, the big bench. You'd go and get the pig and the pig bench ready and the gambrel as you tying him up and get all the preparations for this pig killing and you'd arrange with the local the pig killer, the man used to go about old days killing pigs, because you could kill the pigs at home old days.
Yes.
Well, you'd get the boiler on and get the hot water and then pig killer would come and two or three of you would go. We used to go to different houses to help one another kill the pigs. And then you'd go. And of course, when they get them on the bench, it'd be a matter of getting them out of the pigsty and getting them into there. But the woman, your mother or that, would very likely get off out of the way because she couldn't bear to see the... Because they were just like human beings. Some of these pigs, they used to pet them up and they'd sit and, as a matter of fact, they used to get them up fat and they'd sit and wallow and feed them out of the bucket. They used to get out of the way while the pig was getting killed because they couldn't bear to see the... they used to, of course, the old days, they used to scald them, scrape them, scrape all the hair off them. And, by scalding some more in the water with these little bowls, hand bowls, and scrape all the, you scrape them as clean as anything. Of course, the local, he was a bit of a comic, of course, the butcher would, he'd say, don't scrape too much, the hair too clean, it'll have nothing to stick the mustard on, did it? But, rather comic. But anyway, I used to take it then, used to take them in the back kitchen, we used to call it, and string them up on this, there was a gambrel as they used to put through the sinews of the two hind legs. And of course, used to take, disembowel them like with that and take the pig's stomach out and of course, that all used to be cleaned, and then there was the fry and everything like that. You could, that was all, was everything eatable. The pig, I think, beside the, we used to say, beside the toenails, you know. And they used to, of course, the leaf down the front of the stomach was, that was spread out and it was to dry and then it was rendered down for lard. You used to make a beautiful lard out of that. After the lard was taken out, we used to keep cooking it and then what was left of the lard, the bits of it, we used to call scutchings. And of course we used to have the chitlins, we used to eat things like that. And then after it lay there about 3 weeks, you'd turn it over and then you'd stand a week. Over that. Of course, if you've got any pork, those days, among when you kill a pig, you've always got a lot of surplus pork. Well, the neighbours used to arrange that. You see, they'd say, well, they'd cut it all up into joints and they'd supply so many neighbours with their Sunday joint. And then the same thing would happen to make a lap pig, because nearly every cottage had a pig. You know, a pig.